This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Adulting can be hard. You know, there's work and responsibility and family and kids and mortgages and rent and 1,001 other things that when you were a kid, you didn't have to deal with. A bit of nostalgia for days gone by? Sure. Also, a business opportunity. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that story.
Generations of American kids have grown up with the ritual of Saturday morning cartoons. You'd wake up before your parents, sneak to the kitchen, pour yourself a big old bowl of cereal, and plop down in front of the TV. For a couple of blissful hours, it was just you and your four favorite reptiles. On a recent Saturday morning, close to 100 adults tried to get that feeling back. They gathered in a movie theater in Brooklyn for a recurring event called Spoons, Tunes, and Booze. For $18, you get to eat as much sugary cereal as you want, watch cartoons, and have some grown-up beverages. 33-year-old James Ramirez wore a t-shirt featuring all the cereal box monsters. Count Chocula,
Frankenberry, Booberry, Fruit Brute, and Yummy Mummy.
He's a regular at Spoons, Tunes, and Booze. He works as a dispatcher for a corporate car service.
I just take rich people's calls all day, and I have to take their demands seriously, even though sometimes it sounds like they're panicking over nothing. So this is an escape just to get away from it.
People are willing to pay good money for this kind of escape, like $350 for a cake smash photo shoot, the kind parents do for their one-year-olds. You'll find hundreds of these on Instagram. A woman in a tutu and a crown sits next to a chalkboard that says, "Ashley, 384 months old. I love wine and shopping. I hate adulting." And then she smashes her face into a cake. Jess Summers, a photographer in Ohio, shoots about 10 of these a year.
You have to let go of all of your inhibitions of getting dirty or messy or sticky, and you just really have to just dig in on that cake.
Summers did a cake smash when she turned 30. She also likes to wear rainbow eyeshadow and dresses with fun patterns like dinosaurs. The inner child industry isn't just a millennial thing. Baby boomers have hung on to their old train sets and baseball cards, and 90-year-olds are doing cake smashes. Doug Stevens is CEO of the retail consulting firm Retail Profit. He says this is popular now because of where we are as a society.
We have trade wars happening. We are in the midst of a climate crisis. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty.
Stevens says it's only natural that people would want to retreat to a safe place.
And for many of us, that safe place is our childhood. And companies are only too happy to accommodate if there's money to be made in doing so.
But sometimes there's no company involved at all. Every summer, 33-year-old Abby Watson, her husband, and a couple dozen friends set up their own summer camp on the Chesapeake Bay. The property has spotty cell service, so they have to spend some time off the grid. They swim, play wiffle ball, hand out merit badges. One of them is for checking in with the office. At night, they make s'mores and hold talent shows.
It's basically a week of spending your life in a wet bathing suit, smelling like campfire, and just kind of running around with your pack of friends like you did as a kid.
Watson and her husband started the camp a few years ago when she and a lot of their friends worked in the Obama administration.
You can remember when you were a kid in the summer and you'd run around with this pack of friends and just like that sense of like closeness and belonging and that, you know, nothing was off limits in a way that like we don't really get to do as adults.
Camp also helps them get back in touch with the creativity, the sense of play that came so naturally when they were kids. But then it ends, and they go back to Washington and to adulthood. At least until next summer. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.